Tango Mobile. RN0TRW2T. RN0TRW2T.
N0TR Mobile. Just got mobile. Just pulled out of the yard. Good morning, Rusty.
W2T, and I'm also mobile this morning. Going out to do a property inspection. Going out to inspect, to take pictures of a piece of property that's 15.4 acres and has nothing but trees on it.
It hadn't ought to be too hard to photograph, had it?
But there are a couple of structures on it. They brought in a couple of these shipping containers and got them set up as whatever for I don't know what they're doing out there. So I'll go take pictures. I'm not allowed to go on the property. I got to take them from off the property. So I will take my pictures and see what happens.
Excuse me. You got mixed up on the other day and got the wrong property, and now you're going back to get the right property, huh?
Yep, you got it, and won't be anybody to run me off today.
Well, we finally made it home yesterday. We got to see a lot of pretty country, went up to Table Rock. Bernice finally found another map, and we figured out what we done wrong, I think. But at any rate, it was a fine trip. Just drove a few extra miles. I think the time we got home, we drove 105 miles. It should have been 58. But that's okay. It was worth it. And we enjoyed visiting with Chris up there and had a nice time. And got home early enough yesterday evening to check the birds. We're going to Sam's right now, Rusty.
I'm going out here and do these pictures, and then I'm going to turn around and then go back by Publix and pick me up some ground beef, because I'm going to make a pot of chili tonight.
What's just a couple of days ago, and it was mighty good. We shared it with the neighbors, because it always makes more than what we can have. And It's nice you can put it, you freeze it, don't you, Mom?
Yeah.
She freezes some of it, and we give Tim and Veronica a big batch of it. It's nice on a nice, cool day. We had 31 degrees this morning, so it actually froze up here.
I sighed at my thermometer this morning. I decided that I didn't want to know. It said it was going to be cold, and it was cold. I walked outside to walk the dog. But I didn't get up and get moving until about 8 o'clock this morning. Of course, I didn't go to bed till about 1:45 this morning also.
You are a night owl. Well, I looked at the bands last night, and they kind of sucked. So I was tired from our drive, and we shut down about, 10 o'clock? A little after 10. And went back upstairs, and didn't see anything on there worth monkeying around with, and I was tired anyway, so I just updated the computer, shut it down, and headed on out. Woke up about 6. Of course, I woke up 2 or 3 times in between, but Bernice woke up about then and said, "Good morning." I said, "No, it ain't. I'm going back to bed." So I slept till about 7:15.
Well, I have arrived. Let me get out and take my pictures and get on the road, because this place has got a gate across it. It's got a fence, and all I'm going to do is take my pictures from outside the gate, take pictures of the gate, take pictures up and down the roadway, and then I'm going to go home, do what I need to do. I'll talk to you in a little bit. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
73s, Rusty. Have a good day and a safe day. N0TR.
JMA monitoring, how do you copy this radio?
JMA and 0TR, my name's Tom. We're over here by Greer High School in Greer, South Carolina, and you're full quieting.
Tom, I'm over in Seneca, South Carolina, and headed by the PO and then to meet somebody in Anderson for lunch, and I think he can hit this repeater okay. So, Eric, you probably know him, W2JKT.
trying to wipe something off my sunglasses here. Yes, I've talked to him before, but it's been quite a while. And I remember the call signs more than I remember the names.
The opposite. I remember the names better than the call signs. I don't know. That's just the way my mind works, I guess. So, anyway, boy, another beautiful day, huh?
It's a little brisk this morning, and things froze. We're going to go out and put out a bunch of plants after a while. And Bernie's got, what, more strawberries to put out, too? So, I hope it don't freeze again. And you said your friend's name's Eric. What was your name?
I'm sorry, I don't think I told you. My name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, and I'm mobile in downtown Seneca right now.
Well, we don't travel a whole lot, and so I don't know how far Seneca is from us. We went over to Pickens yesterday and visited a friend in Liberty. Had a beautiful ride and enjoyed that. And today we're just going to go over here to Spartanburg and go to Sam's. I got a printer I'm going to take back. I finally got the other one going, so I think I'll wait a little while and get one of these. When I finally run out of ink, I just hate to buy another printer when I got a spare set of ink cartridges and I haven't hardly started using the other ones yet, so I just got mad and went and bought another one, and so I'm going to take it back. We never did open the box, so I don't think that will be a problem.
No problem at all. Yeah, sometimes printers can be so aggravating. I've got an old Epson photo printer that's a R3000. It was considered a pro photo printer, and it finally got to where it was dropping blobs of ink on the paper, and it turns out there's a known problem. The valve in there that switches between matte black and photo black ink, would the valve goes bad after a while. So anyway, well, good luck with that. I don't think they'll give you any issues. I'm at the post office. I'm going to sign. Appreciate your report, and have a good day. K4JMA will be clear.
K4JMA and 0TR. Pleasure's all mine, Martin. You have a nice day, and enjoy this beautiful sunshine. This is N0TR Clear.